Lexington Township home is a total loss after fire swept through it Monday night. Firefighters responded to the 16,000 block of Greenbauer Street Northeast shortly after 8:30. Resident was outside and the house was fully involved. One person was taken to Alliance Community Hospital. Their condition was not available. The cause is under investigation by the state fire marshal's office. The Ohio Supreme Court scheduled to hear oral arguments today in a case concerning the Rover Pipeline. It crosses 18 Ohio counties, including Stark, Carroll, Harrison, and Tuscarawas, and transports natural gas to distribution facilities in Ohio, the Midwest, and Canada. The pipeline's owner, Energy Transfer, appealed the amount of property taxes it owes. It wants to cut the pipeline's taxable value from $3.5 billion to roughly $1.8 billion. Energy Transfer says construction costs went about $2 billion over budget. They cited delays caused by high rainfall. The Department of Taxation rejected the appeal, saying it denies local taxing districts the full amount due to them. A charge against former Canton City Schools custodian has been dropped. 44-year-old Eric Snyder of Sharonsville pleaded guilty in August to grand theft. Snyder was accused of stealing money from the Ohio Association of Public School Employees Local 107. $22,000 was taken from the union between June 2022 and May of last year. Snyder's charge was dismissed, record sealed, after he repaid the money and completed a theft diversion program. He resigned from the school district in July. Canton residents will see a Parks and Recreation levy on the November ballot. During Monday's meeting, council passed legislation placing the five-year, $4.5 million replacement tax before voters. It would generate $6.3 million annually. The current levy raises $4.1 million per year. It will expire at the end of 2026. The owner of a $100,000 home would pay $158 annually, or $65 more than under the existing tax. New report says a plane equipped with advanced sensors for deployment to chemical disasters could have helped avoid the blowing open of five rail tank cars after the 2023 East Palestine train derailment. The report Tuesday by the EPA Inspector General said officials on the ground didn't fully understand the plane's capabilities. The report found the single-engine Cessna wasn't called into action until the night before the rail cars filled with vinyl chloride were blown open. The report said the agency's on-scene coordinator thought the so-called aspect plane could only measure 20 to 30 degree temperature differences. The sensors can actually measure temperature differences of less than 1 degree. A sting operation in Salem resulted in the arrest of an Akron man. 31-year-old Christopher Tarter is charged with counts including compelling prostitution, attempted unlawful sexual conduct with a minor, and importuning. The Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force arrested Tarter when he arrived at an agreed-upon meeting spot to have sex with a 15-year-old girl and her mother. The meeting had been set up through an online ad. Tarter is in the Columbiana County Jail awaiting a preliminary hearing next week. A man has requested blood evidence be omitted from his trial on charges of aggravated vehicular homicide, vehicular assault, and OVI. 66-year-old Walter Bolt of Struthers pleaded not guilty to causing a crash that killed a woman and one of her children, Bolt being held in the Mahoning County Jail on $250,000 bond. 44-year-old Angela Brown of New Middletown was northbound on Route 170 near New Middletown March 3rd. When her car was hit by a southbound pickup driven by Bolt, Brown was pronounced dead at the scene. 15-year-old Jason Daff died. Her 12-year-old son was seriously injured. Bolt's blood alcohol level was reportedly 0.215. A motion filed Monday says the blood evidence was not collected according to state law. Bond has been revoked for a Youngstown mayoral candidate charged with domestic violence. Trumbull County Common Pleas Judge Sarah Kuvar granted the motion filed Friday by prosecutors concerning John White. The alleged violations occurred after he was free on bond in order to have no contact with the victim. White accused of repeatedly calling the woman, deactivating her cell phone service, and hacking her accounts to change passwords. White turned himself in May 16th and his bond was continued. He was charged May 2nd after he allegedly became upset he was not eligible to run for mayor and a family member refused the request to run in his place. Man is in the Trumbull County Jail charged with rape. 52-year-old Charles Schultz of Weathersfield Township was arrested and booked Monday. The alleged incident took place in August. Details were not available. A warrant was issued in April. Schultz was arraigned Tuesday in Niles Municipal Court. He's being held on $1 million bond, a preliminary hearing set for Monday. man dead after a two-vehicle crash in Warren Monday night. Police say the victim was northbound on North Park Avenue when his motorcycle collided with a pickup headed east on Comstock Avenue Northwest around 6:20. Man was thrown from his bike and taken to St. Joseph Health Center. He later died of his injuries. Police are investigating.